All right, once I'm outside the gates, carefully stalk the perimeter and keep an especially keen eye out for security cameras, signs of motion detectors, and things like that.
With your unusually powerful eyes, you scan a joint with terrifying ease. They've got a few security cameras and motion detectors, but they're located mostly around the house itself and at the front gates. That means you can get into the yard fairly easily by climbing the fence, but approaching the house might be more difficult.
Okay, that's external. But the inside security has to be crazier than that.
The cost of anything is trivial to this guy, so yeah.
Can I see through any of the windows from where I am?
Yeah, from the backyard there's a large screen door and a keypad behind it. There's probably a keypad near the front door as well, so you can disarm the system when coming in. However, there's a keypad on the external door too, and that means the glass is probably reinforced somehow, and just getting in is going to involve bypassing a powerful lock. The keypad inside has something on it, and it looks like it might be a thumbprint scanner.
Okay, so we've got, like, magnetic locks on the outside, biometrics on the inside.
It may feel a bit silly to get all dressed up for a recon job, but in fairness, a billionaire's house is pretty much indistinguishable from storming a supervillain's lair.
I don't know what else I expected. Okay, well, this is going to be one of two things. Either too easy or way, way too hard.
All the problems in life are like that.
Call it off for now. I'll start carefully making my way back to the rented truck, and then once I get back, I'm going to pick up my burner phone from my apartment.
Yeah, your apartment. You do have a living arrangement away from Unstoppable Industries, if you can call it that. In reality, it's not much more than a single mattress without any bedding, and then a lot of storage space for various disguises, feints, fronts, and tools.
Yep, and we're going to look around the city to see which major security companies have offices in New Jersey, Delphia. It's got to be someone large enough to be doing a major custom package like the one that McDonald has.
Well, there are three companies that you can identify that might fit that description.
Well, the next morning, I cold call them each.
Sure, you get through to someone. Hello, this is Secure Buddy. How can I help you?
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, good, for the most part. I mean, not really. I got bit by one of the dogs this morning, so it's not a great way to start the day.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, that's what they're trained to do, right? Bite people?
Yes, but they're not supposed to bite the owners.
Yeah, but I'm new, so they're not used to me yet. And you know, I forgot what word I'm supposed to use until after the dog bit me. And,
Yeah, that does sound like a really rough start to your day.
Yeah, I don't mean to vent, but I mean, now they want me to call about our fog system? My arm is still throbbing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, can I get your account?
Yeah, it's under Mr. Kelvin McDonald.
Oh, that would be a big one. Okay, do you have the account number?
Yeah, let me just,
take your time.
God damn it!
Is everything okay?
Well, I've got a stack of papers, and the account number's on one of these. I'm so sorry, hold on.
Well, there's no need to rush. I'm here until you find it.
Okay, I need a moment.
All right, I think I see where you're going with this. So you've got acting, persuasion, and a bunch of other social skills. Can you give me a presence roll, and we'll see if the operator takes the bait.
Here we are.
Okay, so sounding miserable as you are, the lady on the phone eventually says, "You know what, let me just look it up for you." And you hear typing, you wait a little bit, and she eventually says, "Sir, I don't show an account for Mr. McDonald with us."
Are you sure?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay. Who did you say this was?
This is Secura Buddy.
Okay, I was supposed to... I'm trying to get quotes, but they wanted me to start with the company that we already have. I think I got mixed up. I'm really sorry.
Well, that's okay. Do you want me to give you a quote on the fog system?
You know what? We would have to go through all the square footage and talk about the layout and stuff, which I've got... I don't know. You don't have that on file, right?
No, I'm afraid unless you're a client, we wouldn't.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to call our actual provider like I was supposed to, and then I might call you back after that.
All right, I understand. I hope your day turns out.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. All right, goodbye. And then I hang up on this place, and I'll go through the same song and dance with the other companies.
It turns out the second place you called does have Kelvin on file. It's called Really Real Security Company, and eventually the guy on the line gets to the point where he says, "Well, it looks like you've already got a few fog systems. What kind of upgrades were you thinking about?"
Well, that villain Mercury is on the loose, and we don't know what he's after or even what slows him down. We were wondering how much it would cost to set the system up so we can switch between different types of gases.
Yeah, I see. I think he's known to be able to turn into fluid.
Exactly, which might just make the fog system more of a liability. So, I mean, if we have options, it might be more useful.
Sure, I'll put together a package for you and then mail you a quote once that's done.
Okay, if you can, just make sure that when you send this, can you include how you think our various fog options might impact Mercury based on what we know about him?
Sure thing, I'll be able to include that.
All right, thank you very much. And okay, now it's time to dress up as Uncle Vasily and pay my old friend Nicholas a visit.
You rush downtown, you go through the greeting ritual.
It's your Uncle Vasily! Let's go get drinks!
Nicholas gets on his shoes and you go out. You get to the restaurant and he says, "So what's on your mind, Paul?"
I've been giving a lot of thought to the stuff that you've been saying, and you're right. If I want to make a difference, I can't do it by playing a game that's been rigged to prevent that difference from happening. But I need resources. Money.
We all need money. Why not call your wife?
After I stabbed her in the back, flipping to Rudy, she had to give up almost everything for the plea deal, even if I could talk her back into things. And believe me, I can't. She doesn't have anything we could tap into.
Well, I'm sure you didn't call me just to talk about money.
That's right. What I need is a security expert, and a small loan off the books. For the security expert, that's where you come in. For the loan, I want to talk to the fabricator.
That's the man. The problem solver. The boss who doesn't let anything get in his way. I knew that man couldn't just die in you. But the fabricator is going to assume you want to kill him at best.
Well, he's right. I would like to kill the fabricator. The man built me a flying fortress that was vulnerable to bird strikes. I tear his spine out and strangle him with it. So for his sake, we'll let him set the terms of how and where we meet. But I got one condition. It needs to be today.
Today?
I am moving as fast as possible. I need cash before all my dominoes get knocked over.
So you've already got things in motion?
Yeah, but it's going to be a real short motion if I can't get experts and a little bit of money right away.
Okay. I'll try to set something up and I'll call you.
Great.
Nicholas goes. Meanwhile, Lowry and Elvis, are you guys doing anything?
Honestly, nothing meaningful. I'm just watching Paul at this point.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to attack that mansion by himself, but he's just going deeper and deeper with this.
Well, I won't attack until I know I can't lose.
Speaking of losing situations, Nicholas calls you on one of your burner numbers. He says, "Okay, Kimon, I've got a meeting set up for 2 hours from now. The fabricator has a storage unit, and you're instructed to go inside, then shut the door. I'm supposed to be with you."
You know, Nicholas, it sounds like if this is a trap, he can knock us both out with one stone.
Coming forward on your behalf already means the jig is up for me. I trust you'll either make this work or we both die.
Okay, good. Well, we're both on the same page then. I'll meet you there.
That said, you and Nicholas meet up at the storage unit. Before you even go in, you're able to spot probably more vents than are necessary, which means the place is almost definitely rigged to pump some kind of gas into the room. On the wall, there's a flat-screen TV hung up, and it's plugged into an outlet. It's not typical for a storage unit to have outlets like this, especially because they try to normally discourage people from living in them, so this has to be something the fabricator added.
It looks like a death trap, Nicholas.
Well, you did say to give him the advantage. He's conducting the meeting with a gun to our heads. I was brave about this before, but I'll be honest, I'm starting to think about what it'll mean to actually die now. And I don't like it.
Well, you're kind of a tech genius. How about we park the car in front of the unit? If I hit the car alarm button, rig the car to go full tilt on the accelerator. We'll leave the car running and put on the handbrake so it doesn't move.
Okay, give me a little bit and I'll see what I can do. Nicholas gets down and starts pulling out wires. As he's working, he says, "You know, if the car floors it through the door, it's probably going to hit us."
We can live with a broken rib or two. I'd rather have that kind of fresh air than sucking down a bunch of mustard gas or whatever.
It's probably going to be carbon monoxide. He also rigged this up quick, so unless he had chemicals just sitting around, it's going to be something cheap. And we might not notice CO poisoning right away. But anyway, okay, I've got the car in park. Press the button and see if it revs up the engine.
All right, let's see.
The engine roars. The car will slam into the door at full tilt if you hold that button down while it's in drive.
That'll do it, Nicholas.
At least for getting the door open, yeah.
But for the rest of it, I guess we'll see.
Prepared as you can be, you guys step inside and close the door as instructed. As soon as you do, automatic latches thunk into place, and you're both trapped in here now. There's a single light bulb softly illuminating the space, and then the TV turns on. It's not showing an image, but you hear the familiar robotic voice of the fabricator through the speakers. "Ah, Kimon," he says. "It's been so long. I had assumed that you'd been lost as a customer."
Oh, you screwed me good on that flying fortress, fabricator. If you thought I'd be unable to forgive you for that, you're as smart as you make yourself out to be.
I was overexcited by your project. There were so many novel details. Had it succeeded, it may have held a future in weapons technology, or so I believed at the time. In fact, there were too many overlapping systems I failed to anticipate for. First, you struck an entire flock of geese, losing one turbine. I had anticipated the loss of engine power, but a sensor malfunctioned at this critical moment, and the automated systems overcompensated. If your pilot had disengaged those systems just then, he may have saved the vessel. But how to establish proper training and safety procedures for an illegal flying craft the size of a frigate? The loss of this vessel was an embarrassment for you and I both.
The feeling of being there as it happened was a bit more visceral, Fabricator.
Ah, but you must be lying. The crash was catastrophic. And if you had been aboard, you would not be standing before me now.
Well, maybe I sprouted wings and flew away at the last second. I bet you didn't know I could do that.
I know you are a slippery and resourceful man, and my knowledge of your abilities is incomplete.
Well, don't think I didn't notice these vents in the walls. Do you know if you can even kill me with whatever you might pump in here?
I am aware that Nicholas, at least, has no resistance to lethal gases. Therefore, you are still restricted at his peril.
And did you know that the only reason why Unstoppable Industries never found out about you or tracked you down was because Nicholas was working for you?
Touché, Kimon.
I got a lot of friends in all kinds of places these days, but I got one friend who I really dislike, and I need you to help me get through to him.
Very well, the reason for this meeting. Feel free to elaborate.
I'm short on cash and intend to ransom Kelvin McDonald to make up for it, but his home's a fortress. He's got systems installed by a firm called Really Real Security, and knowing that, it's just a simple matter of getting in their computers and discovering a layout of the house. Now, I've got a plan for that, but the easiest one involves a bribe, for which I need a loan. If you're willing to pitch in on this, I'll pay you back on that. And I think I have a business plan you're liable to make future returns on.
You presume. Elaborate on your presumption.
When his standard security fails him, I can leave the man paranoid I might make another house call. This is where you sweep in. See, McDonald seems like a real hard ass, the type to pay more if he thinks he's getting a little off the books help from people who aren't afraid to get dirty and throw punches. I'll bet he could easily be talked into systems that are more lethal than legal. All you have to do is operate a shell company to offload a few hidden machine guns, lava pitfall traps, and whatever it is that appeals to him. Then, of course, a subscription to keep all that operating. If you want, I'll even act as a broker for that deal.
You have fumbled and revealed too much information, Kimon. Because I see now your lack of insight into my operations. However, your proposition is valid. I could make a tidy sum selling black market editions to Mr. McDonald. He would waive off such an advance unless he felt his life were at risk without these services.
So is that a little nibble on the hook I'm feeling?
I will not give you money. However, I will provide you with a complete blueprint of McDonald's home, along with the specs for his security system.
Oh, I see. What I revealed is that I didn't realize you were already working for McDonald. That you're the parent company above Really Real Security, is that right?
That, or I am performing espionage among each of my competitors, which is equally logical.
No. Let me guess. McDonald's invoice lists a sum that he's not really paying, but he's paying you from a bank that doesn't report to the U.S. So you're laundering money from our beloved local billionaire in a way that doesn't actually leave him exposed at all. But it lets him spend cash that he's been hiding from taxes.
Nicholas gets a ping on his phone. Fabricator says, I have sent the information to Nicholas's device. He will be able to review and understand the blueprints. And Kimon, you have such a way of making your fellow supervillains nervous.
Well, if that's how it is, Fabricator, let me be frank with you. I'm currently setting up a real estate company. We're going to be buying a bunch of property with cash, and they aren't going to check where that cash came from. Then we can flip that property and it's clean money because we have a trail saying we got it by selling. Now here's what I'm thinking. We probably want security for those places, you know, just basic guards to look after the places. However, my company wouldn't mind listing a premium on their expenses if you don't mind listing a premium on your charges. Neither of us will actually exchange that cash, and you can just move that money from a system you can't use to the one that you can. Once we get rolling, you could be looking at a multi-million-dollar contract with a fellow villain, which will keep us both honest.
I believe here you might be onto a valid investment proposal. But Nicholas looks up from his phone and he says, Yeah, only problem is, taking on this guy's mansion looks like a suicide mission.
You're not seeing any holes?
There's secret tunnels, motion sensors, biometrics, backup generators, multiple rooms are immune to explosives. The entire system is self-contained and not connected to any online vulnerabilities.
See, this is the dead giveaway, Fabricator. If this weren't your handiwork already, you'd be eagerly pointing out everything wrong with these designs and how you'd get around them.
Perhaps I am giving you time to draw your own conclusions. If you cannot do this, then your plan is infeasible.
I can't see your face, but I know you're sitting there smirking as we realize there's no waltzing past something that you built. But I know what you can anticipate is how dumb people are who buy your products. Nicholas, is there a way that we could get remote access if someone were dumb enough to let us install it directly to the system?
Well, yes. If we could convince someone to install a remote access terminal and open their computers to the mansion's Wi-Fi, then I could take control of the whole thing.
All right, then my question is, Fabricator, are you going to make me break into your business and root through the personnel files? Are you going to give me the name of a field technician that you wouldn't mind firing?
Only his name?
Oh, yeah. If I get his credentials out of nowhere, what's your company going to say? There's a security breach? That doesn't look good. But if an employee is coerced to hand them over, then who can be blamed but him? And then I got one final question. Do you want to loan me $100,000 or do you want me to make this all stick and no carrot?
Very well, Kimon. I will provide you the name and address of one expendable technician and a loan of $100,000 which you may dispense as this employee's severance. Speaking of such concerns, Nicholas, consider yourself no longer employed by myself. For your sake, I hope Kimon's schemes prove fruitful, because I imagine he is your new employer for the foreseeable future. The TV turns off and the door unlocks.
I open up the door into the dying light of the sun. Nicholas, from now on, Kimon is no longer the pet dog of Unstoppable Industries. Instead, we're just gonna be unstoppable.